Blog Talk Radio.
Are you due for a relationship makeover? If you had the power to wave a magic wand, would you use it to improve your relationship? Well, there may be some hope. You're about to embark upon a journey. A journey that may prove to be vital in improving your relationship, whether it be with your spouse, significant other, children, co-worker, family, friends, or even yourself. A journey that if you simply open your mind to desiring a positive change in your relationship by listening to this show, it just might happen. You're about to take a journey into the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. Warning, the show can be contagious.
Oh, yes, we are. Okay, hello and welcome to this edition of the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. I'm your host. I'm Dr. Jesse Walker, and I'm going to be with you for the next 60 minutes. We have a fantastic show planned for you tonight. We're all the way here from, we're in the Peach State. We're in Miss J's Peach State. We're in Lady Lynn's Peach State. We're in Principal LeBron's Peach State, so we're here with a lot of our co-hosts, the Peach State. So welcome, everybody, from the Peach State, and let me go ahead first and welcome all the way from Florida, Lady C. Lady C, welcome to tonight's broadcast. It's always a pleasure and honor to have you on board with us.
Well, it is a pleasure to be here, and although I love my oranges, I would love to have me some peaches right now. Them Georgia peaches are so the bomb and the best peaches that I've ever tasted.
Yes, yes. They are quite they're quite lovely, I must say. They're great, and you're so right about that. Let's go to somebody who knows better than you and I both, because we're both Floridians. Let's go to somebody who knows much better than we do. Let's go to the peachy lady herself. Miss J, welcome to tonight's broadcast. A pleasure to have you with us this evening. And it's nice to be in your town.
Hello, and I am so happy to have you here. I have really enjoyed you. This has been a wonderful and exciting week for me, y'all. And Dr. Walker and I, we spent some time giving away gift cards, and it's been so rewarding. And, you know, and I'm glad to be back where our Dr. Jesse Walker is not just telling stories. So he's changing lives.
All right, excellent. All right, let's go ahead and bring in Lady Lynn. Lady Lynn, welcome to tonight's broadcast. It's a pleasure to have you, our community outreach director. We're so proud of the things that you're doing, and it's nice to have you with us on board tonight. And I'm sure we've got a couple of people that want to give a progress report tonight before it's over with.
Good evening and happy Thursday. Good to be here. And, yes, we will be updating everybody on what's been going on. But it's good to be here. I'm excited about the show.
Excellent. We're going to give progress reports momentarily. Let's go ahead and welcome Principal LeBron to tonight's broadcast. Principal LeBron, it's good to have you. She's my Saturday co-host. It's good to have you. Just say hello to our audience before you give a progress report.
Yes, good evening, everyone. It's great to be here, to be working with Dr. Walker, as we'll share with you later on our progress report on what he is doing in our community. But it's good to be here on tonight.
All right, excellent, excellent. Tonight's topic is, are you complacent in your job, career, or relationship? This is going to be a very powerful show tonight, you all. And right now, Ms. J is going to go ahead and give a disclaimer, the disclaimer that's important to be read on every show. Ms. J.
Okay. Dr. Jesse Walker, Inc. and the Dr. Jesse Walker Show wish to make this disclaimer. The opinions that are expressed on tonight's show or any of Dr. Jesse Walker, Inc. shows or affiliate shows are merely the opinions of the host, Dr. Jesse Walker, his various co-hosts, his featured guests, listeners, and callers. We do not endorse any specific or otherwise opinion and indicate that your participation or listenership is not an endorsement for legal, psychological, financial, mental, professional, or otherwise advice and should not be taken as such. The opinions expressed are for educational and informational purposes only and should be perceived as such. Thank you, and please enjoy the programming tonight.
All right, excellent. We're also waiting for one of our other co-hosts, Joyce, Ms. Joyce, to call in. I haven't seen her online, and we'll get to her in a moment. Ms. Jay, perhaps if you, I think that might be her right now. I think this is Ms. Joyce. Ms. Joyce, welcome to tonight's broadcast. It's a pleasure and honor to have you with us.
Thank you, Dr. Walker. I'm so sorry. I apologize. I forgot to push the one, but it's a pleasure to be on the show today, and I enjoyed our conversation earlier, but thank you. Looking forward to the comments.
Yes, yes. Let's go ahead and welcome Benny from the block. Benny from the block, it's always a pleasure to have you out of Orlando, Florida, joining us as well. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, and happy Thursday, everybody. It's on the show. I'm excited about what we're about to discuss this evening, and let's go.
All right, excellent. Lady Lynn, I'm going to bring you in, and for our audience who may be new to tonight's broadcast, let them know just briefly what we're doing with the gift cards, and then we're going to have a couple of praise reports. We're going to have, I know Ms. Jay's going to give a praise report. Principal LeBron's going to give one. And then we have one of our recipients, Liz, is going to be joining us as well tonight to give a progress report, that is. Lady Lynn, just for our audience.
Okay, again, just a reminder that for the season, we are looking to bless 25 families or individuals that are going through hardships that might have lost a job or just in need of some help. We're looking to bless them for the Thanksgiving season with gift cards, 25 individuals or families that you have gotten us in contact with so we can bless this season. We're also encouraging you all to get out there and drop off an unwrapped toy of at least $10 at any of your local Toys for Tots location to just make someone's holiday season better. That's what we aim to do here on the Jesse Walker Show. Is to improve our communities, is to help others that are less fortunate than ourselves. So, again, we're looking to bless 25 families this season, and we're well on our way to blessing them so that they are able to have an abundant and fruitful Thanksgiving the way you and I will on next Thursday.
Excellent. Thank you so very much for that. And at this time, before we get into tonight's story, and topic deeply into that, I want to go ahead and briefly ask Ms. Jay. Ms. Jay, if you'll go ahead and give a progress report, including the one that with Community Achievement Center today here in Atlanta.
Yes, yes. We was able to give out quite a few during these past few days. One of them was to a lady at the Courtyard Marriott who was a housekeeper. And I presented the card to her in front of the director of the place with Dr. Jesse Walker with us. And she was so happy and excited. She was just in tears just to be able to know that someone cared about her to give her something. And she may have hugged each one of us two or three times, Dr. Walker, me, and the director. And she was just in tears and just hugging. And she was very pleased, and it made us pleased to see the joy on her face. And also, we met up with the Kappa Alpha Psi and the Delta Sigma Theta, which I am a Delta, the Decatur chapter in Georgia, and in Decatur, Georgia. And they are having food delivered to the homeless on Saturday and Sunday. And so we gave out some gift certificates to them to also give out to the homeless. But they could have a nice homeless and people that didn't have to buy that much. But they could have a good Thanksgiving or Christmas. So we was very excited to do that for that organization that they're working very hard to help the community. So I think, everything went very well, and it was just a pleasure and very rewarding doing that this week.
All right. Thank you for that, Ms. Jay. We're going to bring in Principal LeBron, and then we'll have we're going to bring Liz in. And we'll get right into the show unless somebody else has a progress report that they want to give briefly. Okay, Principal LeBron.
Yes, I want to say thank you so much for the blessings of the card because it was well received. Sometimes as a principal, when you look at some of the parents that may be going through a hardship and, you know, you may have, you know, maybe three or four of them, and you're trying to ask, you know, I have to pray on it and ask the Holy Spirit, just lead me and guide me to the particular one that you wanted because I only had a limited card. And the one that he revealed to me, which, you know, I didn't really think about at that time, but when I presented to her, it was well received, and she was just in tears. She said, thank you, you just don't know what that means to me. So, you know, I really appreciate the blessing and what Dr. Walker's doing throughout the season for, you know, people that he doesn't even know, but how that is a big blessing for people that are going through things. And she, you know, she was just in tears, and she said, you don't know things that I'm going through right now, and just be able to bless me with that. And she really appreciated it. So we thank you so much. And it was definitely a blessing for the parents that we blessed with these two cards.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you so very much for that progress report. We'll have one more, unless somebody else wants to give a brief progress report. Liz, we're going to bring you in as one of the recipients to give your progress report. Let's go ahead. And this is not, I want you all to know, I'm not really taking any credit myself because I can't do this by myself. And all the credit goes to each one of you under the sound of my voice, whether you're a sponsor, a business sponsor, or an individual sponsor, and whether you're, meaning you subscribe to this program, whether you're doing a subscription for 3 months, 6 months, or for 1 year, this is a thank you to all of you all. This is not just about me. I couldn't do this by myself. I would try if I had to by myself, but because of you all, we're able to do so much. So it's not just a credit for me. And Lady Lynn, a very special thanks goes out to you as the community outreach director for orchestrating, for engineering, for being the person behind this project and all the projects, subsequent projects that we're going to be having in the months to come, even next month. But let's hear from Liz and then Lady Lynn. I'm going to ask you to speak a few words, if you would, to all those who've given a progress report. Liz, go ahead quickly, please.
Okay, thank you, Dr. Walker. Hello, everyone. I pray everyone is doing well. Dr. Walker, I just wanted to say thank you to you and Lady Lynn, the director, and all those involved, the host, Ms. J, and all the different co-hosts and all the sponsors and everyone who helped. I want to thank you so much for the gift card. I didn't want to be greedy, so I wasn't going to say anything, you know. And you were so kind. You have so much compassion. And on behalf of the poor and the needy, I just want to say I don't have water since about 2 months now, so I will use my food card to get water. And I just want to thank you all. And Jesus said in verse Matthew 25:40, he says that in as much as ye have done it unto one of these, one of the least of these, my brethren, ye have done it unto me. And so Jesus wants us to help those less fortunate. So on behalf of me and other less fortunate people, I just want to thank all of you from the bottom of my heart. Thank you so much for being kind and giving and loving. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Okay. Lady Lynn, if you would just say a few words, please.
Again, we just want to thank all of our sponsors, all of our co-hosts on the show who have been instrumental in helping to get this off the ground and running. We've had individuals as well as businesses who have given to the cause and have helped us bless these 25 families, and we're just grateful for all of your support, all of your help. We want a special thanks to the Cox Chiropractor, organization for their contributions and their generous giving. And if any of you all out there would like to help with this by giving $250 per week to contribute to helping families in need, feel free to call us directly at 786-399-6111, and we will make sure that your contribution goes to bless families in need. Thank you again, everyone, for your support.
And thank you for that, Lady Lynn, and thank you for so much that you're doing for this organization. And when she says $250, it's not $250, it's $2.50. $2.50. All right, we're going to get right into our story tonight. Lady C, I want to begin with you. Lady C, this does not, and when I ask this question, it's not directly directed at any one person. It's just a question, because this is tonight's topic. Are you complacent in your job, in your career, in your relationship? Lady C, how do you interpret that? You know, complacent in your job, your career, or your relationship?
I feel like I'm not even sure.
Okay, we're going to ask you to stand by. Miss J, and whether you're retired or you're just out here with a lot of energy, what does this topic say to you? Are you complacent in your job, your career, or your relationship? I mean, if you're not complacent, what do you do about that, if anything?
To me, they're saying, are you happy with yourself or what you're doing, pleased with it? And I agree, are you going to do anything about it, or are you just happy with it and you're just going to go with that? And as far as, well, not me personally, but I guess I can say back in the day when I was working, getting started, I could have been complacent in my job for a minute, happy with it, but I wasn't going anywhere with it. And then I had to wake myself up and say, wait a minute, is this all you want to do? You being complacent, you just happy with what you're doing, not trying to do anything else. And if you want to grow in your goal or your career, you can't get complacent with things. You have to always want to grow and do better. Or expand.
All right. Well, let's take a look at tonight's story. Then we're going to go to Benny from the block. Stan and Tina, these are our characters. After 12 years of marriage, Tina is actually facing tremendous challenges in the area of complacency in her job and relationship. Now, Tina has always aspired to do better and to get more out of life with a bubbly spirit. Tina and Stan have two children, ages 10 and 12. Tina married Stan thinking that he was the man of her dreams, who also talked about his future goals and aspirations, which later turned out to be only talk. Stan is not an ambitious man who struggles to maintain his job at the same warehouse packing boxes for the past 23 years. Now, although he is not complacent with his job, he feels it has been helping to pay the bills, and that's all that matters, just being able to pay the bills. Tina feels like his lack of ambition is starting to have a serious effect on their marriage. Tina has been a manager on her job for the past 9 years, but is definitely not complacent and desires more. She tries desperately to explain her concerns to Stan, but for some reason it falls on deaf ears, which clearly upsets her. Now, here are some of the things that are troubling Tina and not being complacent. Number one, she no longer enjoys the day-to-day boring routine of being married. Number two, there is no excitement in her marriage. Number three, her husband is not the man she thought she married. Number four, she feels stuck in a boring routine job that is clearly not what she wants to do for the rest of her life. And number five, she's no longer the bubbly, cheerful person that she has always been. At this point in Tina's life, she does not have a clue on what to do or where to go from this point. Question is, and I want to start out with Benny from the block, is it Stan's fault that Tina is not complacent in their marriage or her job? Benny from the block, what do you think?
Well, it seems as though she's having what a lot of people like to have, that midlife crisis in life, where she's looking at her life going forward, and there's some things that were prevalent earlier in the beginning of this relationship, and now it's become stodgy, it's slowed down, and now she has a whole different view of it. And so that happens, and I'm sad that it does happen to people, but our environment and surroundings is always dictating us that we got to be better than the people next to us. If they get the new house, new car, well, we should be getting a new house, new car. If they got the better job, well, we should be. And so a lot of that comes because of the social pressures of life. Facebook, you know, you're looking at everybody else's stuff and you go, oh, I should have that. And so a lot of times we don't understand how to be patient in our situations, because I always say, how you meet a person in the beginning, if you give him time, he'll mature to what he's supposed to be, but you got to give him time. And so it's sad to say, but that happens quite a bit. And usually most people don't survive that. You have to have a strong will and Christ in your heart to see your spouse as greater than what you're visually, physically seeing them as.
All right. Let me go to Ms. Joyce. Let me ask you the question. What do you think Tina means when she says, Stan is not the man she thought she married? I mean, what do you think she means by that?
Well, you know, and they've been married for a little over a decade. Sometimes when you marry at a certain age or a little young, time goes on and one person starts to grow and the other one doesn't. So that causes the relationship to grow apart, because they have what they say become unequally yoked at some point. Sam is complacent. Tina is not. He's sedentary in his ways and his job. She's ambitious. She wants to excel. And he's just not wanting to do that. Now, can that cause a problem in the relationship? It absolutely can. But Tina should make herself happy with what she's doing. If she feels she needs to go back to school, then she should do that. If she feels she needs to excel in her job, then that should be a goal for her, and she should not base her happiness and her goals and her dreams on what Sam is doing if there's still some love in the relationship, to me.
Well, that's interesting. So, Ms. Joyce, here, I mean, we're not just talking about people who are dating. We're talking about a married couple that have children ages 10 and 12. So, I mean, if she is not complacent on her job and also is now affecting her relationship because she's saying Stan's not the man that she thought she married, you're saying she should kind of take stock and better herself, but couldn't that possibly lead to her becoming divided from her husband?
Not necessarily, and I have friends that has happened to, and they were married for over 20-some years. So, you know, one person grows, the other person doesn't grow, but they still you know, are married. They live together. They're content with each other, but not with their situation.
All right, we're going to ask you to stand by. Ms. J, I want to bring you in here. Ms. J, and I want to ask you this question. I mean, this is kind of serious when it's a husband and wife, and you can actually grow apart. Is that reasons for, in this case, Tina's really unhappy. She's not complacent. She's really disturbed with her career, realizing that this isn't what she wants to do for the rest of her life. And Stan, he's okay. He's content. You know, he's packing boxes, and we're not knocking that. He says, I'm paying the bills. What else? That's all that matters. Ms. J, if he's really bothered, what advice, if any, would you have for Tina at this point?
No, well, I think this marriage has a disconnection. That's what I'm looking at. They're spending too much time. Tina's spending too much time thinking about Tina. And Stan just thinking about taking care of the household and surviving. They have a physical disconnection, I can say. They're not talking and speaking the truth to each other. They're tiptoeing around each other, not saying what they feel or what they want to do. So they really need to connect back together, you know, and talk things out. That is so important. To me, just reading this, that is a big disconnection. It sounds like they don't communicate at all. She thought this, and he like, well, I'm doing good. I don't know what she's talking about. They are disconnected.
All right. Lady C, would you, if you were married to Stan, what, if anything, would you try to do to save your marriage? Because I do believe, and I agree with Ms. Joyce, sometimes it doesn't necessarily mean that people will grow apart and separate or divorce, but it's kind of hard. If you go through this for so long a period of time, you're already unhappy with your job, and now your relationship, your marriage, what, if anything, would you want Stan to do? Lady C?
I mean, well, Stan literally must have sold her a dream, you know? And she believed Stan on that darn dream. And now he turned out to be what he wasn't. It's like, darn, you know, she was complacent on her job, but was satisfied with her job. Now she's no longer satisfied with her job. So what she's feeling inside for herself and wanting to grow in life, and she can't get to where she want to be. So in my opinion, she's taking it out on, because she knows Stan was just a basic guy when she needed someone that would grow with her. So she's
okay.
Outgrown Stan in her job. So
okay,
it's
so,
more of a
so what would you
me
do
problem,
if that was
not a Stan problem.
Okay, so what would you do if Stan was your man, your husband?
I'm going to talk to Stan. Okay, I'm going to keep talking to Stan. And if Stan can't listen, I'm going to be like, Stan, we're going to have to do something because I can't be unhappy.
Okay, so what does that mean? Because in my mind, as a man, I'm hearing that sounds like a threat. So what does that mean, Lady C? We got to do something.
I'm
already working. I'm paying the bills. What else you want?
It takes two. It's more to life than just paying bills. Like, I pay bills in here, but I have to go out. I got to find me. I got to be happy. I got, you know, my enjoyment is shopping and going out to eat with my kids and stuff. If I'm just stuck with paying bills, not doing anything, it's going to drive me crazy.
Okay. We're
you know,
certainly
she has to
you.
Find a path. Huh?
Go ahead. She has to find a what?
You know, whatever, they got to go start back dating. Them two, because the way they
like
entered
that.
Into that relationship is way, what they got to do to keep it. So if they lost their passion, they need to go back to the beginning on when they started dating it again and do everything they did to get each other in order to find each other happiness again with each other.
That's exactly
like
what
that.
I'm saying, lady. See, they are disconnected right now.
Exactly.
Disconnected right there. Okay, so Benny from the Block, I want to bring you in here. Benny from the Block, as a man, isn't it our jobs to, or part of what we do as men, to sell the dream to the woman, and that's how we get them in a way? Is it, Benny from the Block? I mean, you know, because if we're pursuing them, we got to convince them in some way or other that, listen, I'm the guy for you, not that guy over there, so we got to sell you on the dream or something. Benny from the Block, your thoughts on that?
Absolutely. I mean, our main goal is, you know, as a woman, you are the prize. And so we're going to do all the necessary things that we can to pretty much get your attention and keep your attention. And so somewhere along the lines, we kind of blur the lines between taking care of the prize and taking care of the things that we have as a prize.
Yeah.
So that becomes the issue. We forget that women are the prize, and we start just taking care of the maintenance of things. We become that provider, protector, and all those other things, but we forget to be the most important part of a woman's life. That's her personal confidant. She wants to be able to know that when she has you as a husband, she not only has a best friend, she has a partner she can go do stuff with. She's got a person who understands her needs and her desires. And if we get away from that, then we end up having the issues that we're talking about now.
Okay. So, Benny from Block, before you leave us now, Benny from Block, I don't want to get in trouble by myself. So let's share the wealth, and if I get in trouble, help me out with it and bail me out, if you would, please. So is it possible, Benny from Block, in your opinion, and I'm going to whisper this so that the women don't hear it wrongly, hopefully not, couldn't it be sometimes when the prize puts a little pressure on us that we don't really understand and we're trying to do our best? Could the prize sometimes put a lot of pressure on us?
Well,
don't let me get into
the prize. the prize is going to put pressure on you. If there's something that's lacking, yes, the prize is going to be like a big flashing beam of light and let you know verbally, emotionally, physically, however they decide to do it, they're going to let you know point blank that there's a problem. Now, here's the other issue on my man's side. We don't always understand the language for what is being and so that in our mind, it may click out to be, oh, maybe she needs me to pay some extra for her. And that's not it at all. We've totally missed the mark. And so I would encourage all women out there, whether you have someone or you don't, or if you get someone, to be sure to just, when you have, because men are very simplistic. I mean, if you got a real man, I ain't talking about no player, I ain't talking about nobody who's just out there to get what he can get. But if a man truly cares for you and loves you, his only intention is to do good by you and do right by you. And quite frankly, women are supposed to be helpmates to us. Because if we didn't need a helpmate, we wouldn't have to have these issues. But we need a helpmate to help us understand the stuff that we're not doing correctly. So when there's an issue that comes up and you need to have some done, think of a creative way to share with your spouse and your other whoever in a way that doesn't diminish him. Because a lot of times things can be said and it diminishes a man. And let me share something with you. When a man gets diminished, he gets depressed. When a man gets depressed, he checks out.
Right. So Benny from Block, so I don't get in trouble by myself, and, you know, we can share the wealth on this one. So when Lady C said she would tell Stan that if things weren't working out, we got to talk. Did you, Benny from the Block, perceive that as a threat? I did.
It's the presentation. Everything is presentation. So if, nothing personal against ladies, but if a woman comes up to me and I get a feeling that something's wrong, and the first thing she says is, we got to talk, that's a big red flag for me, like, uh-oh, something's wrong.
Yeah.
So I got to do one of two things. I got to either submit myself to you, or I got to be ready to defend myself to you. And most men don't submit. We defend. And that's where the problem starts, because we're trying to defend ourselves. Wait a minute. Well, aren't I? And am I not? And I'm trying to do it, and I'm doing the best I can. And is this not enough? And man, are you ever happy with anything? And that's the way we respond, because we're defenders. We're protectors. So we're protecting ourselves and what we have. And so it's a better way to do it. You know, it's a better way to approach it. If there's an issue, come to me and just sit down with me. Let's have a glass of wine. Let's have something to eat. And let's go out and do something and say, honey, there's something that's really been on my mind. I just want to share with you. And then share it. And then if it doesn't get it that time, share it again.
Okay. All right.
But, you know, Dr. Walker, that's
go
the
ahead,
problem with marriages. People do not talk. You need to, instead of waiting for the issue to happen, you need to be talking in the beginning. Like I said before, you be tiptoeing through the marriage. Talking should be done all the time, not when something is wrong. So that's what the problem is here. It's not, they don't communicate. Y'all don't understand how important communication is. It's not when something is wrong. It's every day. How was your day? How did things go? What you think about it? Every day you should have that communication. And don't wait till something is wrong, because he should have realized Stan long time ago how Tina was feeling. And he should approach her, dear, what's going on? Are you doing good on your job? Or you're not happy anymore? You know, communication.
But sometimes
and you're absolutely right.
Right.
I agree.
And sometimes we just come and sometimes we walk. Go ahead, Benny from Blanc. Go ahead.
But again, we as men, we are so mechanical and we are so simplistic in our ways of doing things. We really think that just going to work and paying some bills and seeing you when you walk in and smile at you is really okay. And we know it's not true, but we really think it's okay. See, that's why
right.
I said we need helpmates. That's why y'all are helpmates, so that
right.
our dumb self can become educated in the way of the house should run, in the way the house should run.
Right.
Listen,
and
you don't make the home.
Right, and that's why Stan even said to her, he said, I'm working, I'm paying the bills. What else you want? That's what Stan is saying to her. But she says, like Lady, she said, we need to talk. And he's like, talk about what? You see, sometimes we as men, and I'm saying this softly, you all, because I'm not trying to get in trouble. And what happens is we walk in the house, and we, Benny from the Block, help me out now. Don't let me get in trouble by myself. But aren't there times we can walk in the house and look at that woman and know whether to kiss her with a greet her with a kiss or try to go outside and come back in again and start over. Because we can look and say, we can feel it. We can feel if some, okay, honey, what's wrong? Go ahead.
I where you walk in the house and it's so thick in there, you almost feel like you're walking in the wrong house because it can't be the
That's
house I left this morning. And we come back and then there's this there. And listen, I love communicating. I love communicating,
right.
But
right.
Sometimes there's things that just, you know, slip by me. I mean, I have a very busy schedule and I try to stay as communicative as I can, but if there's something that's just not right, don't bear it and hold it for 6 or 7 days, because by the 7th day, you're going to kill me. And I'm not going to kill. I'm having a good day. And then all of a sudden I walk in and the guillotine's waiting on me. Listen, can't you cut my finger off like on Monday? I would lose a pinky and lose my head. So I just want to be, I'm going to say it like this. Look, we love you all, but we are dumb creatures. We don't mean to be dumb. But even God knew that we needed some help. So he gave us somebody to help us. So remember your role. You are there to help bring us into the light of what we're supposed to know. If we were that smart, we wouldn't need somebody to help us. That's why we need somebody to help us.
So Benny, basically what you're saying is men put relationships on cruise control, and they think everything is okay. You know, everything's healthy, functioning right, and we don't think about nothing until you tell us, whoop, hit the brake.
That's right. So I'm going to give you a better scenario. You can drive a Tesla without touching the wheel, but then that Tesla might not understand what's going on in front of you, like a truck or something that pulls on second, and he'll run right into that truck and kill yourself. So we are
okay.
The person, you are the person in the passenger seat saying, baby, keep your hand on the wheel and your eyes on the road. See, that's what we need, because we are Teslas. We're driving with no hands, and we're about to crash into the building and the police and everybody
yeah.
else, because the car
good
don't
point.
Know not to do that. We know.
Good point.
We know not
very
to do
good
that.
Point.
We
wait,
so
can I say something?
We get complacent.
Go ahead. Is that Lady C
can
or Miss Joy?
It's Lady C. You know, that
okay.
that is all in truth, but it's like y'all pinpointing us women saying that when y'all walk in the room, that y'all can send attention from us, knowing if you want to kiss us or not. But it's the same thing with us. We can walk in a room and say, honey, we need to have a conversation. And all of a sudden, y'all like, I don't want to talk about this. Y'all block it, you know? And when you block the conversation from us women, it's like telling us, I don't want to talk to you. I don't want to deal with you right now. Now, you just fueled the fire. And now we really upset because we came to you, tried to talk to you, and half of the time we not spoke, told you how we feel numerous of times, and you just blatantly ignored it. So it's not just us women, it's men too.
Yes, of course.
And you're absolutely right.
I don't think
and,
that's,
but let,
saying,
let,
that's not what we're saying. We're
no,
the flame can be scared. But sometimes it's like when you come to us and you want to, the presentation is important on both ends. And then when by the time sometimes you come in and you're saying stuff, and I don't want to get in trouble by myself, but sometimes you might come in and it's the Super Bowl is on, right? And you are, I mean, the score is tied, 27-27, and 3 minutes left in the game. And help me with that one, Benny, from the block. I don't want to get in trouble by myself because, I mean, I might get cut over here.
But come on with it now.
Well, Lady C is absolutely right. Okay, so let me share something with you, Lady C. If you, early in your relationship, when you're dating and before you ever get married, if you see that behavior pop up, then you have to know this is the kind of person I got and that's what I'm going to deal with. And then you have to decide if you want to go forward with that. I'm going to say this. A man that loves a woman is going to submit himself to her because he loves that woman. He wants to be with that woman. And so his conversation is not going to be, oh, I don't want to talk about that all the time. His conversation is going to be more submitted, like, okay, babe, what can we do to fix this so we can move past this moment to move into another and better and greater moment? Shutting down because you don't want to talk about something doesn't mean it goes away. It just means it keeps getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And the last thing I want to do is go to bed or go to sleep with someone who is not happy with me before we go to bed, because I do want to wake up in the morning.
Mm-hmm. And not only that, we want to please
all
you ourselves at night. But anyway, that's another one. Let me move on right here now. I think I don't got enough in trouble. Let me go in, Lady Lynn. Let me just ask you this here. In this case, and you know, I want to just revisit just for a second. Sometimes it could sound to Stan like Tina's being threatening, that, okay, you're not happy in your job. Is it really his job to make her happy, or is happiness or joy something that's supposed to be intrinsic? Should you have to depend, Lady Lynn, on somebody else to make you happy? I like what Ms. Joy said earlier, but go ahead, Lady Lynn.
No, she should not be dependent on him for her happiness. She's a mother. She has a career. She's a wife. She has so many things she could find joy in. If she's not finding joy, she needs to find out what the root of that issue is. But her approaching him feeling like, okay, so I'm driven, or I'm not complacent, but you are. That's something that they need to have the conversation, and then maybe counseling, like, or he need, maybe if she were to go for what she wants in her career and she excels, he'll see that, and that might motivate him to become less complacent.
All right, we're going
to
ask
that
about
it. She should work on herself instead of looking to him to make her happy.
And that's what Ms. Joy said earlier. We're going to go to the phone lines also. We'll hear from one of our sponsors also momentarily. Let's go to Suzanne in South Florida. Suzanne, do you think that if a person is not happy with their job, should they take it out on their significant other? Suzanne, your thoughts on that?
No, I don't think so, because I think it's more to that than being unhappy with your job. You're probably unhappy with yourself, but you don't have the drive to move forward.
Okay. All right. We're going to ask you to stand by. Right. We're going to
mm-hmm.
ask you to stand by. Ms. Joyce, I want to bring you in and ask you, I mean, if you're not happy with yourself, with your job, I can see, for example, me personally, if my spirit is not really happy, it's hard for me to function in any capacity. If I can be myself, where happy kind of go lucky, like my mom used to call me, a chess cat or a chesty cat, whatever it is, always happy. And if I'm not happy, and my youngest daughter is that same way. So, I mean, if your spirit is unhappy, if here we have Tina, she's not happy with her job. And we realize that it's not somebody else's responsibility to make you happy, but how do you rekindle that happiness, that joy, in your opinion?
So in my opinion, Tina, she's got a lot of soul searching to do. When she got into the relationship, you know, with Rain, like Benny said, you know, that should have been assessed from the beginning, and you accepted things the way they were at that time. So now you want to change the man all of a sudden because you have decided to step out of the box and, you know, do some things to make things better for you personally, but he's just not on board with that. So, you know, and he's happy just doing what he does 8 hours a day and coming home. And some men are just like that, and they just, that's all they want to do. But she's got to find her own way, find her own happiness. I read a book from Dr. Miles Monroe one time in the beginning, well, I'm going to say a long time ago, and it's called Single, Separated, or Newly Divorced. I believe that's the title. And that is the main thing he said, is that you have to find your own happiness, and you cannot depend on someone to make you happy.
And that is, I think that is perfectly said. I met Dr. Monroe when he first started out, met him at a warehouse he was doing here in Miami, as a matter of fact, years ago, and it was unfortunate how he passed away. We're going to hear from one of our sponsors momentarily. Missy, I want to bring you in. Principal LeBron, let me bring you in. I think Principal LeBron is still with us. And Principal LeBron, let me just ask you, if a person is really, in your opinion, in a nutshell, if they're just not happy with their job, you know, and they've prayed about this thing, and it doesn't seem like an answer is coming from heaven at all, what should that person do?
Well, if they're not happy with the job, well, you know what? you can't stay stagnant. If you're not happy, you have to you have to move around. You have to look for something better that could fulfill that happiness. Because ultimately, your job should be, I mean, in life, you should really look towards something that's going to fulfill you, that's going to fulfill your purpose and your meaning in life, and not just a job for, for a career or something like that, but something that's going to make you happy, that's something that you have a passion for, something that you were created to be on earth for, to do. And that's what ultimately is going to bring you happiness, really. If you actually, okay. Ultimately you find that job that's you were created for, to do on earth.
Okay. Principal LaRon, we're going to ask you to stand by. Ms. Strike, I want to bring you back in for a moment, and I want to give an analogy here. You've mentioned on the air that you're a nurse. Is that right? A nurse?
Yes. Yeah.
You mentioned that on the air before. I hope you don't mind us saying that again this evening. So if the arteries, I want to make an analogy here that, and I'm not saying this the perfect analogy, but if the blood is not circulating properly, in your knowledge of how the circulatory system works, when it comes to that blood, if the plaque is starting to build up or the arteries, we run across where there's a blockage. Isn't that going to cause problems for parts of the body? And couldn't it be the same thing that we could almost look at even relationships or jobs, the stress that brings if we're not happy? Couldn't that also affect our health as well, just like the circulatory system if it's not functioning properly?
That's absolutely true, because if you've got clogged arteries, you definitely want to do something to fix that problem. Because it is a situation that is life and death. So, and in relationships too, you have a stagnant, clogged relationship. You can try to fix it. Not always is it going to work, but you can only fix what is within you when it comes to relationships. You cannot fix another person, especially if they're not willing to, be fixed or change their ways, and then either, Benny said, you either live with it or either or you move on.
Absolutely, absolutely. And see, Principal LaRon said something that brought this to my attention, because it's like you got to do something to keep moving. And that's what I've discovered even about our health. We just can't sit still and be stagnant. We got to keep moving. And I think that's how we were designed. Let's hear from one of our sponsors right now. We're going to bring in Sister Margaret because we're almost out of time. We've got about 10 minutes before we start bringing the show to a close. And we still got so many comments we haven't even gotten to. Sister Margaret, go ahead and give us this one, our sponsor. Sister Margaret, I want to thank you for all of your sponsorship. All that you do and continue to do for us, because it's because of people like you and our sponsors, our co-hosts, that we're able to do so much in the community. Sister Margie.
You're welcome, Dr. Walker. Yes. Good evening, Dr. You're welcome. Good evening, Dr. Walker, and good evening to all your co-hosts and to everyone on the show. My name is Marjorie Allen Cross. I'm a nurse, and I'm a health and wellness consultant with one of the most leading companies in the world. We have a lot of health products that may be able to help you. And my website is www.sisterlove.isagenix.com/collagen, collagen. Again, my website is www.sisterlove.isagenix.com/collagen, collagen. And my telephone number is 786 319 786-319-7223. Again, my number is 786-319-7223. And Dr. Brown is one of my upline. And if you have any health conditions and you're not sure what it is and you need to know what to order, you could speak to him and he'll be able to assist you. I want to say thank you, Dr. Walker, but could I just take a few minutes just to make an announcement? Is that okay with you, Dr. Walker? Okay.
Yes.
All right. You know, Camila Cross, my daughter, she wrote a book. I'm so proud of her. She wrote a book, and the name of the book is Your Worth is Priceless, and it's available on Amazon. She wrote it, and it's published, and it's now available on Amazon. And she's also putting on a function this Saturday. It's going to be at the new senior center, and the address of the senior center is 18330 Northwest 12th Avenue, and that's Miami Gardens, Florida, 33169. And the name of the function that she's putting on is called Beauties in Blazers. And it's going to be It's going to be Saturday, the 20th, from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. And tickets are available, discounted tickets, because she's making it discounted and some complimentary. But discounted tickets is available on Eventbrite. Or you could call Camila, and her number is Camila Cross. Her number is 954-825-8500. And you could speak to her about the tickets or discounted tickets or complimentary tickets. God bless you all. Thank you for having me, and thank you for listening to me.
All right. Thank you so much, Ms. Margie. And many of you all know Camila Cross. She's one of our co-hosts. She's become so big time now, but she hasn't forgotten about it. I spoke to her earlier in the week. It looks like anyone who's been on this show as a co-host, and I've had several of them, as I do now, they go on to bigger and better things. They do. They go on to bigger and better things. I'm not saying that to be jealous or anything, but they really do, and I wish them well. And she will be joining us. She will be back with us from time to time. And certainly I plan to get a copy of her book and probably several of her books so that we can give them out on them. So we wish her all the best. And
yes.
I know she'll be joining us back as well.
Yes.
We're almost out of time.
Thank you.
All right, thank you. All right, and so we're almost out of time. We've got about 6 minutes to go before we bring the show to a close. Lady Lynn, I want to give you this first comment, and then we're going to have Lady C close us out tonight with the question, are you complacent in your job, career, or relationship? Lady Lynn, this first one's for you. This female writes in, she says, I know several people who complain about everything, including their job and their relationship. For some reason, when I try talking to them, they're set in their ways and will not listen to reason. Could it be that sometimes people don't want you telling them what to do? Lady Lynn, your thoughts on that? They don't want to listen to reason, she says.
Sometimes they don't want to listen to reason, or sometimes they'll find everything to be unhappy about. Like, there's nothing that will make them happy. So at the end of the day, they have to find what's at the root of the issue and get to it, because no job, no person, no child, no nothing is going to make you happy if you can't figure out for yourself what it is that you need to bring you happiness.
So, Lady Lynn, even sometimes when we're seeing, let's say, young people or even older people going in the wrong direction, and you're trying to be the voice of reason, and you get it that they're not even listening. They're not even listening. Like, for example, science and psychology says that men and women perceive sounds differently. So what a woman may say to a man or a man may say to a woman, it's going to be the sounds that come out are going to be interpreted in the mindset of those individuals differently. That may not be the intent of how it was presented. So in this case, when we are going across, whether you're talking to a female or anyone, and they're not listening to what you consider to be your voice of reasoning, should you just let them go and figure it out for themselves, let life teach them the lessons?
Or point them in another direction to someone else that maybe they'll listen to. Maybe they won't listen to you, but they'll listen to a counselor or a friend or a teacher, someone else saying the exact same thing, but it's coming from a different person.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Missy, I want to bring you in here. and say, what if it's your own teenage children? There's a saying out that I read on a refrigerator. If you want to know something, ask a teenager. They know everything. So, Ms. J, what if it's one of your own children that happens to be a teenager, and it's like they're not listening to you. You done told them 1,575 times to put their shoes in their room, and they still don't get it. So who can you point them to? Or I know, you know, we can't say what we want to say on the air and knock them upside the head. We don't want to encourage that. But, Ms. J, what do you do?
Hey, I'll tell them as many times as I can. If they just hear it but not listen, I'm going to say, so be it. I done led you to the water. I can't make you drink it. So if you fail, don't holler. Don't call my name. You know, you work it out because I have already told you. And then sometimes you have to learn from failing.
Okay, if they're 16 living in your house and they're just keeping their room sloppy, Miss J, they're 16.
Oh, no.
And
something like
and
that.
So what do you do?
I got control. I have control if you're a minor. And you would clean that room or else you will not have certain things or go certain places. I have the control as long as you're a minor. No minor will control me.
Okay. All right, we're going to ask you to stand by. This next comment, Ms. George, we're going to give you this next comment. This male writes in, he said, we're almost out of time, y'all. I got to go fast. He says, I think there are times when unwanted jobs, careers, or relationships can hold you back. How true is that, Ms. Joyce? Unwanted jobs or relationships can hold you back?
They can hold you back if you let them. You know, you have to know when something is not working for you. And you have to be the one to determine that. So if you're stuck somewhere and you don't know that something is holding you back, then there's an issue. There's an issue with you. I'm not going to be in an unwanted job or unwanted relationship because that will make me miserable.
Okay, but Ms. George, what about if you're so much, you know, if you're so much in love with the person? See, it's easier said than done, but you love that person, and it's like, you know, maybe one day, God, I'm praying that they make a change. What about that? Mm-hmm. Because you love them.
Yeah, I can't. Not me personally.
So Ms. Joyce, are you telling me you could just cut it off with a person if they're holding you back?
If it was that chronic, yes.
Okay, tell me how you do that, because I'm certain our listening audience want to know that. How can you just cut ties with the person that you claim to be in love with that could be holding you back?
If you're really that much in love with that person, then, you know, you're just going to go with the flow and just go ahead on and better yourself. And then, you know, let them stay where they are, because you can't change a person. You know, like Ms. J said, you can lead them to the water, but you can't make them drink. And that goes for adult people, too. So, you know, you just can't, you cannot be that person. You're not the mother of that person. And you cannot change people. You can't make them do things that they don't have the heart to do or the ambition to do.
All right, we're going to ask you to stand by. Oh, boy, we're running out of time. Ms. Joyce, I got to stay with you just for a second. So are you saying in the case with our story tonight, Stan and Tina feels that the job is holding her back, her relationship could be holding her back. Are you saying Tina needs to move on?
Not necessarily. I wouldn't say Tina should move on. They do have a relationship. They have children. And if there's love there, and I don't want to be contradicted, but, you know, I did say if you love that person, you just move on yourself. You better yourself. And, you know, if Stan can't seem to get on board with it, then, you know, that's Stan's issues. Those are his problems. But Tina should definitely do things to make herself happy and make her job life happy so that she can have some peace of mind and have some happiness for herself and be happy in her own skin.
All right, we got about 45 seconds before Lady C closes out. Susan, I want to bring you in here and ask you give you this comment. This male, he writes in, he says, I had dreams of having my own business for over 30 years. I'm now in my 70s and never got to do my business because I listened to others, including my two spouses, who discouraged me. He says, don't allow anyone to deter you from your dreams or goals if you're not complacent or content. How important is that, Susan?
Very important. I think everyone should live out their dream desire, because if not, you'll always be feel like you didn't do something that you needed to do in your life.
All right, we're going to ask you to stand by. Benny from the block, 15 seconds or less because we're out of time. Female, she says, when I met my husband 7 years ago, I was impressed in thinking that he was a go-getter type person. Well, it appeared that he was only that way to attract me ultimately in getting married. I am not complacent with him, but my love keeps me here. What should I do? Benny from the block, just quickly.
First of all, I think you saw those signs early on in the relationship, but because he was doing some other things that were greater than the signs, you just missed him. And so now you have to deal with him because that's really who he is. He didn't just evolve into that. He's already that. So I think she's got some hard decisions to make. She either stick in there and hang in there with him, or she makes a change.
I'm not laughing at the one who said that in, but Benny, that was quite direct. All right, Ms. Principal LeBron, this one's for you. Just quickly here, my husband recently found out that after 27 years on a job that he really does not on a job he does not like, he is not going to get a pension. Now he's upset, and so am I. We didn't know after all this time. So should I leave him or stay for somebody who has a pension? Wow. Principal LeBron, what do you tell him? What do you tell the Principal LeBron? Perhaps she's not there. Lady Lynn, what do you tell her? She says, should she leave him and go for somebody who has a pension?
No, she got to stick it out. She's gone this long with him now, unless there's just no love there. Because if you didn't marry him for his pension, so y'all just work it out somehow.
Well, it sounds like she might have married him that she thought that was included. All right, this last one here, Miss J, real quickly here. This is the last one, and then Lady C will close us out. This male, he says, I have a cousin who is in his early 30s who expects to find a woman just like his mom to take care of him. This would be his complacency. Wow. Miss J, he wants a woman like his mom to take care of him. He would be complacent if that were the case. Ms. J, what do you say to this lady to tell perhaps her cousin? What do you say to him?
What did I say to the guy?
So to the lady, to the male, this guy. He said he has a cousin in his early 30s who expects to find a woman just like his mom to take care of him. This would be his complacency. What do you tell this guy to tell his cousin?
I tell his cousin to go for it better, because you gotta find your old woman for it, and she can be your sugar mama. So if that's what you want to make you happy, go for it.
Okay, we're out of time. Lady C, please close us out.
I want to say this right here. I'm going to get a spinoff on Lady James, okay? When she said, if that's going to make them happy, go for it. Just make sure the woman wants the same thing, because not a lot of women want a mama's boy out there. If you out here want somebody to take care of you like your mama, that's gonna be a long road, you know. But when it comes to being complacent in life, make sure it is in reference to something that you love to do. If it's your job, if it's your business, if it's the woman that you want, you know. Because when it comes to being complacent, it's something to deal with being satisfied in life and everything you do. Make sure you're satisfied with the person you're with. Or that job, or that place, okay? That's how I'm going to close it out.
On that note, we're clearly out of time. We'll be back here tomorrow night for tomorrow night's show. Lady Lynn will come on at that time, and also we'll have some more progress reports, and Lady Lynn will give us some more on what we're doing for sponsorship. If you all need to get in touch with us, certainly she's giving you a number. You can call me directly or any of my co-hosts if you need to get in touch with any of us, and you want to become a sponsor. You're certainly helping the community. Listen, we're out of time. Join us. I want to thank everybody that was on program tonight. We certainly do appreciate you all. Those of you all we weren't able to get to, we do apologize. Call into the queue at least 7 to 15 minutes earlier and press 1 on your dial so we can get you into the queue. Join us tomorrow night when the topic will be Does God want us to enjoy our lives on earth? Does God want us to enjoy our lives on earth? That's a show that you don't want to miss tomorrow night. We certainly look forward to all of your commentary. Until tomorrow night, and then we'll be back here also Saturday morning for our International Divine Intervention Day. Until tomorrow night or until Saturday morning, I want to say to my listening audience around the world, good night, God bless, and thank you, God. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night, Dr. Walker. Good night. Good night to all your co-hosts, and good night, everyone. May God bless you all. Keep you all, keep well, keep safe, keep well, and you all be blessed. Thank you, Dr. Walker, for everything. Bye.